Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. Today is Baccalaureate Sunday, and we will later honor our graduating seniors. In my senior year at Bishop Montgomery High School, I participated with my friends in the annual Senior Talent Show, performed on a stage in the gym to a packed house. We wore matching plaid pantsuits. The jacket had three big blue buttons. We were so current and so ready. We got on stage and let the emotions of the folk song take over as we sang, "For the times, they are a-changing." I will never forget that night. Playing folk songs on a guitar was more than a hobby. It was a language to express my feelings. It was the late 60s. And there was much civil unrest. And folk songs were the anthems of the young and the restless. In our past few weeks, many young people have expressed their feelings by taking to the streets. I have not seen plaid pantsuits coming back into fashion. But I do recognize another repeat. Voices demanding change and growth. The cycles that repeat throughout history. Persons and people that rise up and speak out. Jesus spoke out and began quite a movement. Some of the early converts and most of the apostles became martyrs as they witnessed the way of love Jesus taught and lived. His way of love upended accepted social standards. His way of love challenged the heavy-handedness of the soldiers of the Roman Empire that occupied and patrolled the Holy Land. The last verse of that folk song, "The Times They Are A-Changing," could have been written by Jesus. The line it is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last, for the times they are a-changing. Yes, that is what Jesus taught. The first shall be last, and the last first. In one of his parables, Jesus cautioned, "Don't take the best seat at a banquet table, because the host might ask you to get up for someone else." Jesus was turning the old order upside down. Jesus preached of a kingdom of God, that we are all of one family, that we are all brothers and sisters. Because of a worldwide pandemic, the message of Jesus has actually been recycled. Regard this world as one family. We have been asked to live not just for ourselves, but for others. Stay home and wear face masks in public. We experience schools closed and businesses closed. Students did not experience this last semester in a normal way. Classes were Zoomed, research papers emailed, projects presented online. Students and teachers adapted to change in heroic ways. Jesus calls upon us, his followers, to be heroes against any form of bias, prejudice, or racism of any kind. And so we might ask a classic question, what would Jesus do now? And what questions do you think Jesus would ask of us? Because the focus of the ministry of Jesus was that we may be one. So he might ask us today, why are you so prejudiced? Why are you so blind? Now, an informative way forward is in our gospel. Jesus sent the apostles to preach, teach, and heal in his power and in his name. And he said, when you enter a home and it was worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. And Jesus goes on to say, if anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, shake off the dust from your feet while you leave that house or town. Jesus knew things had to change. Jesus knew there would be rejections. Jesus knew that the oppression of the Roman soldiers was a heavy, heavy burden. Jesus knew that hatred and prejudice destroyed life. Jesus knew attitudes needed to change. So Jesus sent his apostles to villages and towns. But Jesus instructs the apostles specifically not to go among the Gentiles and Samaritans, but to proclaim the good news among the Jews only. Wait a minute. Why would Jesus say such a thing? Was that not a statement that implied real prejudice? Actually, no. Jesus knew where the real change needed to start. You see, this is the only time in the Gospel of Matthew that the term apostles is used. There were 12 apostles sent out intentionally to symbolize the changes that needed to happen for a new Israel and its 12 tribes. Jesus needed to reestablish the purpose and the calling of the people of God. And the Spirit of Jesus is trying to do the same now, beginning with our own hearts. For myself, change starts by being aware. I need to be humbly honest. Does what I do or say reflect the way of love? To be honest, sometimes I am afraid I do not speak up. It happened last weekend when I went down to walk at the marina in San Pedro. I overheard two men talking and laughing, then lowering their voices as they switched topics, and both expressed language that reflected a racist bias. But I was tired and timid and said nothing. I still feel remorse. My silence contributed to our problem in society, I did not engage the heroic demands of love. The way of love is the only way, according to Jesus. The way of love is the only message our graduates need to hear. The only message our graduates need to hold on to. And the way of love has many faces. The first book in the Bible describes a way of love. When we listen to the creation stories and hear that God made us in God's image and likeness, color was never mentioned. The way of love is the simplest and hardest truth. So how do we begin to change? Get out of the head and into your heart. Listen to your higher self. Jesus puts before us today our purpose and calling. Ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Become a laborer in a harvest of change, one person at a time. Yet Jesus warned that we are being sent like sheep into the midst of wolves. So be wise as serpent and cunning and innocent as doves. Last weekend, I felt like a shy sheep. I didn't think I had the right words to say. But in this gospel, Jesus says to all of us, do not worry how you are to speak or what you are to say, for what you are to say will be given to you. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. We are to step out and step up and speak in faith. One or two apostles, one or two people at a time, trusting that God is in the moment, while believing we are one family in God. Last weekend, I was shy to speak, but today I am reminded of the mighty I Am presence of God. God is reestablishing our purpose and our calling. To be instruments of the way of peace and the way of love. We are to proclaim the good news. We are to help heal. We are to raise up, not put down. We are to cast out demons. Let us begin within ourselves, for the times they are a-changing. Let us change. Let change begin with words and actions based on the way of love. There is no other way. Amen.